Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading some words with blends, and we are going to practice reading fluently, which means like we're talking to one another instead of sounding like a robot when we read. But before we do all that, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. You write my name and I'll write your name. Just kidding. You write your name, I'll write my name. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence and the words have circles under them. Sometimes I'm going to call those bubbles. I'll say circles or bubbles. Okay? Okay. And then next to it is a picture of a drill. Do you see that on number one? All right. Well, we're going to color the drill. Let's color the drill gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. I don't have a gray crayon right now, so I'm going to use my pencil. So we're coloring a drill. Let's talk about the word drill. I want to know if you know at the beginning of the word drill that there are two different sounds that we're blending together. The two sounds that we're blending together are d, r, d, r, drill. It's D and R, and we're blending them together. Drill. This is a gray drill. Drill. We take the D and the R, and we blend them together. It's called an R blend. It's a word with an R blend. Drill. All right, I'm almost finished with my drill. You should be too. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Okay, drill is a picture clue for the sentence. So look for the word drill in the sentence because it should be there. Drill. Look for that blend. Drill. It'll have a D and an R. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence. Awesome. Okay, take your gray crayon or your pencil and color in the circle or the bubble under the word drill. Fill that in for me. Color that circle for me under the word drill. And then go ahead and put down your gray crayon or your pencil. And we're going to practice reading this sentence. I see that there's a question mark at the end. That tells me I need to use my question voice when I read this. So I'll read it first. You point to the circles under the words. Ready? Can I see the drill? I'm asking a question because there's a question mark. Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. Can I see the drill? Can I? All right, let's all read and all point. Can I see the drill? Last time, don't forget to use your question voice. Ready, begin. Can I see the drill? Nice. All right, let's go down to number two. Oh, look, it's a boy who won a trophy. Well, let me tell you about him. His name is Brad. Let's color Brad's hair brown. Find a brown crayon and color his hair brown. This is Brad, and he won a trophy. Brad, that's his name. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's put him in a red shirt. Can you color his shirt red? So Brad, listen to the word Brad. We're taking two sounds again and blending them together. The first two sounds in Brad are b, r, b, r. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color his shorts blue. Brr. The blend is brr, Brad. Instead of DR like drill, this is BR for Brad. Two more seconds. Two. One, let's color his trophy yellow. Let's color his trophy yellow. So Brad won something. Lucky guy. Do you have a trophy? I hope you do. I don't. All right, hang on to your yellow crayon for me. We're going to read about Brad in our sentence. So find the word Brad for me. Brad. Brad. Yes, it's the first word. See it? Capital B-R-A-D. Brad. Fill that circle in under the word Brad with your yellow crayon. Color that bubble yellow. Now, we're not done. There is another word in that sentence with Brad that has our brr, like Brad, but it's different. But it has our BR. Do you see it? It's at the very end. It has brr. Let's blend it together. Brag. 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 Let's fill in that circle under the word brag. Make it yellow. Brag means you go around and you're like, I won, I won, I'm the best. I'm the best that ever lived. No one can be better than me because I am the best, and you can't be better than the best because I am the best. That's when you brag. I wonder if that's what Brad is doing with his trophy. Put down your yellow crayon. Take out your pointer finger. You point to the circles. I'll read it. There's a period, which means we're just going to tell this. It's a telling sentence. Point, I'll read. Brad will not brag. Oh, thank goodness he's not going to brag. Let's read it again. You point, I'll read. Brad will not brag. Whew. Okay, everybody read, everybody point. Ready, begin. Brad will not brag. Last time we're telling people that he's not going to brag, so just read it like you're telling people. Brad will not brag. Thank goodness. No one really likes a bragger. Okay, number three. Ooh, it's pizza. Okay, let's color the crust and the bottom part of the pizza, which is also the crust. Let's color that brown. Oh, I love pizza. Do you love pizza? Yummy. Okay, crust. Do you love crust? I love crust. I know a lot of people do not, but I love crust. All right, so we have a brown crust and the brown bottom of the pizza. And now let's color the circles on top of the pizza. You know, those are pepperonis. Let's color them red. Let's color those red. All right, crust. Let's listen to the beginning sound in crust. Crr. Do you hear an R blend? Crr. Yep, it has an R blend. What's the first letter in crust? Yep, it's C and then R. All right, put down your red crayon. You should have those pepperonis colored. And then let's do orange, some kind of yellow orange, like a light yellow orange for the cheese, for everything else. Crust. Crust. It's an R blend. So we've had drill and brad and brag, and now we're having crust. Crust. It's a blend. Do you think this sentence is going to be about pizza? I'm so excited. I've been waiting to have a sentence about pizza. Pizza or cupcakes, something. All right, hold on to that orange crayon. And let's look for the word crust in our sentence. Crust. Crust. Do you see it? It's the last word. Do you see the C and the R blend? Crust. Color that circle under the word crust orange. And then you can put your orange crayon down. Do you see that there is a question mark at the end of the sentence? Okay, we're going to ask a question. You point to the circles, I'll read it to you, and then we'll practice. Ready? Do you eat the crust? I'm asking you a question. Let's do it again. Do you eat the crust? All right, everybody reads, everybody points. Ready? Begin. Do you eat the crust? Last time, don't forget to use your question voice. Do you eat the crust? Some of you are going to say yes, and some of you are going to say no. All right, let's look at number four. Oh, look, it's a trunk. Nice, let's color it brown. Find your brown crayon. This is like a treasure chest or a trunk that you can put things in. We're going to call it a trunk, okay? Like the trunk of a tree, except it's not the trunk of a tree. Or the trunk of a car, but it's not the trunk of a car. Sometimes people can call these types of things a trunk. Oh, how about an elephant's trunk? There's another one. Okay, but you can put stuff in this trunk. So trunk, trunk. Do you hear the R blend at the beginning? Trunk. It's a T-R, trunk. Take two more seconds for your brown trunk. Two, one. Hold on to that brown crayon. Let's look for the word trunk in the sentence. Trunk. See if you can find the T-R blend. Trunk. Yep, it's at the end. See it? T-R-U-N-K. Let's color that circle under the word trunk brown. Oh, and look, there's another question mark. We're asking another question. I love it. We get to practice using our question voices. Okay, you point to the circles. I'll read it to you first. Here we go. Ready? What is in the trunk? Do you know? Point to the circles. I'll read it again. What is in the trunk? What could be in there? Okay, everybody reads. Everybody points. Ready, begin. What is in the trunk? One last time. Everybody reads. Here we go. What is in the trunk? Excellent job, boys and girls. All right, we're moving down to number five. Oh my goodness, it's a picture of a girl who is super duper happy. Boys and girls, that's Gretel. That's her name. Have you ever heard the story Hansel and Gretel? Well, this is Gretel, but not from that story. She doesn't live in the candy house. Okay, let's color Gretel's hair yellow. Let's color her hair yellow. This is Gretel. Gretel has a blend at the beginning of her name. Gretel. Do you hear it? Gretel. What two letters start the word Gretel? Yes, G-R. Let's color Gretel's shirt purple. Let's color her shirt purple. Gretel. She is smiling so big. She has a big grin on her face, huh? Yes, she does. Gretel is happy. Maybe she does live in the candy house. I don't know. Okay, two more seconds. Two. One, hold on to your purple crayon. Let's look for the word Gretel. That's her name. Gretel. Gretel. Do you see it in the sentence? It's the very first word. Capital G-R-E-T-E-L. Let's circle or color that circle purple. Gretel. But we're not done. There is another blend, R blend, in this sentence, like Gretel. Do you see it? It's at the very end. What does that say? Grin. Grin, because she's so happy. Let's color that circle purple also. This sentence has two purple circles, one under Gretel and one under grin. Okay, I see an exclamation mark at the end. That means we're super excited, or maybe we're mad, or maybe we're surprised. So I'll read it. You point to the circles. Here we go. Gretel has a big grin. Yeah, we're excited. We're surprised. We just can't believe it. We want to know why. What is wrong with her? Why is she smiling so big? I want to know. You point to the circles. I'll read it again. Gretel has a big grin. Okay, you read it with me. Everybody point. Everybody read. Ready, go. Gretel has a big grin. Last time. Gretel has a big grin. Okay. Move on to number six. I see a prince. Wow, a prince. Let's color his crown yellow. Color his crown yellow. Let's color his hair black. So he's a prince. Let's listen to the word prince. 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 Do you hear an R blend? Put down your black crayon. Let's color his top, his shirt, blue. Prince. What two letters are saying purr and prince? P and R. Exactly. P and R. So we'll have a blue shirt for him. Let's do brown shorts for him. Brown shorts. And then let's do black shoes for him. Black shoes. Prince. Do you think our sentence is going to be about a prince? Me too. Let's look for the word prince. And then we'll color the circle under it black. Prince. It's the last word. P-R-I-N-C-E. Color that circle under the word prince. Black. Put down your black crayon. I see that there's a period, so it's a telling sentence. You point to the circles. I'll read it first. Ready? He is a prince. There, I'm just telling you. Let's do it again. Point, read with me. He is a prince. Again, he is a prince. Boys and girls, you did it. You practice reading words with R blends. You followed directions. You did not sound like a robot. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.